Chapter 2. A Dangerous Idea.
Oh, Matt,
said Linda unhappily.
Why didn't you ask for my help?
Suddenly, she heard a horrible laugh. It came from the computer. Linda looked at the screen. The words, Error, Virus, now flashed red and black.
Oh, no,
thought Linda.
If there's a virus, perhaps Matt will need my help.
She moved the mouse and an email message appeared, accompanied by the same nasty laugh.
You like Johnson more than me, but now you can't use the computer together anymore. Johnny.
Johnny Briggs,
thought Linda angrily.
He's so spiteful. I know he's jealous because Matt is my friend, but this is a terrible thing to do. If the virus was already in the computer when Matt used it, who knows where and when he is now? Mum, I left my jacket at the pool,
shouted Linda, running out of the house. But she didn't go to the swimming pool. In a few minutes, she was at Mr. Wells' house. Mr. Wells was not only her history teacher at Greenwood Middle School, he was also the inventor of the computer time travel software.
Tut, tut, this is a very complicated affair,
said Mr. Wells with a serious expression on his face.
I've told you and Matt many times we can't change the past. It's too dangerous. If we modify one single event in the past, there can be a chain reaction and everything can change. I travelled to the Wild West to observe the Native Americans, not to change history. I can understand Matt's feelings, but what is done is done. Can you imagine a world dominated by those dictators from history who were defeated by destiny?
Well, what can we do?
Asked Linda desperately.
We don't know if Matt arrived in Newbridge at the time he wanted or not. But if he is there, we must stop him.
Mr. Wells went out of the room and came back with his portable PC.
There's no time to lose. We must protect the past.
He started to type the coordinates for Newbridge.
When was the accident?
He asked.
July the 20th,
Linda replied.
But what are you doing?
I'm going to stop Matt before he causes chaos.
Wait, I'll go,
said Linda with determination.
I can convince him to abandon his idea, if he's in Newbridge at the right time. If he isn't, then he needs your help. You must repair my computer and discover what place and century he's in. Where's your phone?
Mr. Wells indicated the telephone on his desk. Linda rang home.
Mum, it's me. I didn't find my jacket, but I found Mr. Wells. I told him that I've got a problem with my computer, and he's coming to look at it. Is that okay? Oh, and Mum, you remember that Mr. Wells loves your chocolate cake. Well, there's still a piece of yesterday's cake in the fridge, isn't there? Great. See you later.
Well, my decisive young friend,
said Mr. Wells, sweetened by the idea of Mrs. Chapman's chocolate cake.
Let's go. There's not a minute to lose.
It was night, and a strange, dense fog covered everything. Matt couldn't distinguish the buildings around him very well, but he was sure he was in Newbridge. The fog irritated his throat and eyes, but he was more worried about the time.
I programmed the computer for the morning of July 20th,
he thought anxiously.
I hope I'm not too late.